Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Confessions of a parent, I really need you to weigh in. And hey, look, before I even ask the question, you can remain anonymous.
Okay.
Okay, because I know that some people don't want to reveal this. But the big question is, have you ever experienced name regret?
Of naming your children?
Naming your kids? Yeah. Hey, look, maybe even naming a pet.
Name regret, yeah, okay.
Because when it came to naming our son, man, we were humming hurrying for a while.
You were.
We were like, what do we do? And then even after he was born, I mean, we don't have name regret now at all. We had locked in the name. It was Ezra for his first name because we really loved that. And then a whole bunch of turn of events happened and we ended up changing it. It's a long story, but we ended up going with Malachi Ezra. But for the first few days, his crib in the hospital said Ezra.
But that's, you changed it. I reckon heaps of people have changed.
Last minute, just going, oh, no, let's switch this up.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear from you. 9313-0985. Did you do a last minute name change or have you experienced name regret?
Well, because I don't think I told you this before.
Oh?
Because when I had Gwyneth, like we'd picked up out three names, Evan and I.
Yeah.
And there were three names. And then after I'd had her, first I was like, oh, no, I think she's this name. And then I was like, no. I know that we both really like Gwyneth. I need to name her Gwyneth. I can't. And though I'd said I was going to name her Lilibet.
Right.
Which actually turned out to be Harry and Meghan's daughter.
Really? Is their name Lilibet?
Yeah, Lilibet. Because it's short for Elizabeth.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So
I've never heard the name Lilibet.
Oh, haven't you?
Never, ever.
Yeah, so at first I was like, oh, I think she's a Lilibet. And I was like, no, I want to name her Gwyneth.
Ah, okay, so you're almost.
Almost. I reckon I would have had name regret.
Well, according to this study that I've just found, 7% of Aussies regret what they named their child.
Really?
Yeah.
7%.
So, look, it's not heaps. But still, 7%.
Yeah.
So I want to hear from you. Like I said at the start, you can remain anonymous. We're talking kids. We're talking maybe pets.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you changed your own name.
Yeah.
And you're like, actually, I don't like Doug. Let's go for Sam. 2 years of Sam, you're like, bring back Doug. I don't know.
You don't know. People funny about names. So call us 9313-0985. What was it? Have you had name regret?
Yeah. Or did you do a last minute switch?
Teresa, I don't think you want to be anonymous, I hope.
Hello.
Teresa. What happened? Name regret.
So I was brought up with I was legally born as one surname, which was Wallace.
Okay.
And then I was brought up until 17 years of age as Campbell, and I opened up a bank account.
Hang on. I'm going to stop right there. You were Wallace, but then legally Campbell. Did you just choose that you wanted to be called Teresa Campbell?
I didn't have any choices in my childhood. Basically, my father was Wallace, but Mum broke up with my father and then met someone else.
Right.
And then put myself and my siblings under the other guy's name.
Okay, gotcha.
But just enrolled in school. And back then you probably could without any ID and 100 points and stuff.
Right, of course.
So then when I was 17 and I had my first child, I needed ID and proof and medical kind of history and stuff. Got my birth certificate and found out I was actually legally Wallace.
Oh, so you didn't even know.
I didn't know.
Wow.
So then when I got married, I had to sign as Wallace, yet I never have had Wallace in my life.
Wow.
Because at this stage I was Campbell. And then I got divorced. Oh, no, sorry, I got married to Goodwin and then got divorced and went back to Wallace. And now I'm married a second time and I'm Churchill. And that's it, the end.
That's right, the end.
That's a lot of surnames. Was it annoying having to change everything
surnames.
Over?
Oh,
and there's no proof anywhere of me being a Campbell yet, first 17 years of my life.
Wow.
School life. Yeah, there's no records, nothing.
That's crazy.
And yet when you go through deed poll or marriage and birth death certificates, they say, well, you existed then, you must have something, but I don't.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really weird.
That is crazy. Wallace Campbell, Wallace Goodwin, Wallace Churchill.
Yes, and now I work in a school and the kids don't really ever know what to call me.
Just me miss. Excuse me, miss.
That's right. Yeah.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you,
the call.
Teresa. Andrew has also given us a call. Andrew, did you have name regret?
I did. A friend of mine gave me a kitten, a little girl kitten, and the mum was called Mimi and the grandma was Kimmy. So I'm like, I'll call the kitten Imogen or Immy for short, and, you know, it'll be yeah. great. Took it into the vet a week in to do the checkup, and the vet's like, yeah, cool, so Immy's a boy.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, let's add a T at the beginning, and he can be Timmy.
That is
well played.
That is brilliant, Andrew.
Hey, thanks so much for the call. You can keep them coming. 93130985 or send us a text 0429985985. We want to know, have you experienced name regret? My mum has. She doesn't like to tell too many people, but my youngest in our family, her name is Charvet.
Yep.
And while mum was, you know, well, while Charvet, my youngest, was in utero, mum really felt to call her Acacia Glory. And then when my sister came out, she was like, oh, nah, it's too long. Nah, I'm just going to shorten it and go with something completely different, Charvet.
Yeah.
And then I think it was like within months, mum had major regret.
Oh.
And even now you talk to her and she's like, oh, I know, I should have called you Acacia Glory.
Oh. It's really stuck with her.
Oh, it has. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.